Andu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment, Chandu, the magician. Would you like to make magic your hobby? Want to do magic tricks just like Chandu? Then send today for Chandu's first magic trick offer. Chandu calls it the Assyrian Money Changer. It changes pennies into dimes right before your eyes. And you can have this trick for your very own by sending 25 cents and a White King box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. You take a penny from your pocket or handbag and lay it on the table. Cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. Then remove the block while everyone watches closely. And behold, in place of the penny, there's a silver dime. Begin your collection of Chandu's magic tricks with this thrilling Assyrian money changer. Just send 25 cents in coin and the top from a box of White King soap to this address, Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. Chandu will send you his Assyrian money changer, postpaid, complete with instructions. Send for Chandu's Assyrian money changer tonight. Frank Chandler's long search for Robert Regent has ended. And in the cellars of the old house on the island of Malta, the malign Roxor, blindly pursuing Regent, has plunged into an underground well. Now, the following day, with the reunited Regent family preparing to return to California, Bob and Betty have just come into the great drawing room of the ancient house. Chandu, the magician.
I'm going to set the camera on the top of the big cabinet. Then I'll get that whole corner and down to the door.
You won't get anything but shadows, Bob. It's too dark in here.
I'll take a long time exposure. Oh, open the door. That'll help.
Okay.
Now, if I just had some kind of a reflector.
A what?
Reflector. You know, to reflect the light into the corner. Anything white would do.
Well, what about that old banner hanging on the wall?
Hmm?
It's white except for the coat of arms or whatever it is.
Oh, swell. I'll take it down. I'd bet some old boy in a ton of armor carried it.
Bob, do you suppose it's all right to take it off the wall?
Who is there to care? Nobody's lived here since the Crusades. And anyway, this thing's about ready to fall to pieces. Jeepers, it's full of dust.
Well, can you get it down?
Oh, sure. Nothing to it.
Oh, bless you.
One good yank.
Oh, Bob! Oh, why, look what's behind it. A little door.
Like a wall safe. I wonder if there's anything in it.
Well, let's look. It's not locked. Oh, put down that dusty old banner.
Gosh, this is kind of like digging up a mummy, isn't it?
Well, I hope there is something in here. Oh, look, a piece of silk with something wrapped up in it.
Well, put it down here so we could... Hey, look out. That stuff's pretty flimsy.
It's falling apart. Why, it's wrapped around a picture, a miniature.
For Pete's sake, do you see what I see?
It's Nagi. Well, only how could it be when this house hasn't been lived in since...
Yeah, we're dopes. It's just some girl that was painted in an Egyptian costume.
It looks just like her, though. Wouldn't you like to know who it belonged to?
What a chance. Turn it over, Bess.
Wait, there's a little clasp. It opens like a locket. Pry it open, Bob.
Betty, are you and Bob? What on earth are you doing? Did that banner fall down?
No, we took it down to use it for a reflector.
Oh, Bob, put it back again and then come and see Dad. You won't know him. He shaved off that great beard.
Oh, wait a minute, Mother. Look what we found. Did you get it open, Bob?
Yeah, but let her see the picture first. It's Nagi, Mom.
Oh, I'm sure it is. What? Where did you get this? Is it Uncle Frank's?
We found it in this hole in the wall.
What? Oh, it's amazing.
We were just going to look in the back. Turn it over, Mom. Hey, I wonder what they used for ink in those days.
Ink? Why, there is something written on it.
Well, let's take it over to the door where we can see it better.
All right.
Now, how could it get so dusty in there?
That word looks like siege. They had them here, too, plenty of them, when the Knights of Malta were standing off the Turks.
That word looks like return. Returning. To be returning.
What kind of a word is that?
It must mean returned. To be returned. The next line's too faint to read, but that word's Egypt. What on earth?
Mom, where's Uncle Frank? Maybe that invisible ink stuff of his would bring the words out.
Oh, well, you know he went to the airport to meet Naji, dear. To be returned to Egypt. And something we can't read, and that word looks like death.
Mom!
Oh, it's broken in 100 pieces. Maybe we could stick it together so we could show it to Uncle Frank. He'll never believe we
Betty,
found it.
Betty, listen to me. And you too, Bob. I don't want you to say one word about this to Uncle Frank or to Naji.
Well, why not, for Pete's sake?
We've had enough talk of death and mysteries to last us the rest of our lives. Whatever is the story behind that picture, leave it alone.
But then we'll never know.
Now, Naji's flying all the way from Cairo just to be with us for a few hours before we go home. And we're not going to spend them prying into things that are none of our business.
Okay, Mom. But you know what I just thought of?
No, children, that's enough. Put the banner back where you found it and then go and change. We're leaving for the hotel in 20 minutes.
Fairly grand for a family party, isn't it, Frank? Private dining room, even an orchestra.
Well, the occasion calls for a celebration, don't you think? And when I found you couldn't get a plane out before 9...
You shot the works.
A very expressive phrase.
You'll get used to that sort of language, Robert.
Yes, I had to.
Anyway, Daddy, Uncle Frank thought Naji'd be here. That's why he wanted me to... Oh, but that's a secret.
Now, Betty, we're through with secrets.
Oh, this isn't a very big one. And Uncle Frank thought it up.
Oh, I see.
Frank, why do you suppose Naji hasn't come?
Oh, I can't imagine. I sent her a radiogram when she wasn't on the Cairo plane, but I haven't had an answer.
Oh, it's odd she didn't let you know if she couldn't come.
Well, maybe she'll be here yet.
I hope so. Anyway, we know one thing. Roxor couldn't have kept her away.
No. Thank heaven he's done for. The whole world can relax now.
Oh, wasn't that lovely?
Thank you, Tedesco.
Gracias, Signora Chandler.
Well, you know, I can still hardly believe I can go back and set up a laboratory again, as if these 9 years had been only a bad dream.
Well, how do you mean set it up, Dad? It's right there.
Didn't you tell him, Dot?
Dorothy... Are you sure everything's just as I left it? Everything?
Why, yes, except the drawings that were stolen.
Stolen? I hope they weren't the records of my last experiment.
That's just what it is.
Impossible! Frank, did you go through my papers?
Yes, I did, Robert. Those drawings are drifting around Egypt somewhere.
They must be found. I've wished 1,000 times I'd never discovered the...
Well, what was it, Daddy? Was it really an atomic bomb? Because somebody else has already invented that.
No. Is that true, Frank?
Oh, yes. Yes, several years ago. Was that what you'd hit on?
Oh, no. I can't tell anyone what it is. But I must recover those records.
Oh, I wouldn't worry too much, Robert. The chances are that the fellow who has them has no idea what he's got hold of.
I can think of 6 men who'd know quite well.
Yes, but an Egyptian like that would have no idea who those men are. I'm hoping he'll offer the drawings to me someday. At least Roxor's agents know my name.
And a man tried to sell the drawings to me in Algiers, Robert. Let's hope he'll try again.
But we're going back to California. I'd better not go, after all.
Oh, yes, you are.
How could you possibly trace such a man?
And this is no time to talk about it anyway. This is supposed to be a party.
Dorothy, you and Frank don't realize how dangerous those papers are.
We most certainly do. Roxor had his entire organization set up all over the world, just waiting to get his hands on that formula.
And Roxor's dead now.
I left you a California address with the American consul in Cairo. anybody shows up wanting to get in touch with you or me, he can.
Oh, I suppose you're right. Though I hate to think of what could happen.
Nothing's going to happen tonight.
Shall we have the surprise now, Betty?
Do you really think Nadia won't come?
No, I'm sure she won't now.
Hey, what is this?
Uncle Frank wanted me to sing for Daddy because he's never heard me. Lean over, Uncle Frank.
Hmm?
I'm not going to sing a Lala song. I'm going to sing something for you and Naji.
Not Naji and me? Why?
You'll see. You just wait.
Long ago we said goodbye and drifted through the years, seeking roads to happiness and finding only tears. Though our dreams remain dear, they can bring but pain, dear. Memories of ecstasy that now we shall not know. Silent days, lonely ways, paths that lie apart. Though you know where you go, you are in my heart forever, dear. Oh, why can't dreams last, dear? Life's bright day turns to gray. Darling, where can you be?
Lovely. Thank you, Betty. That was delightful.
She's very much like you, Dorothy.
Do you think so? That's what Frank said when...
Listen.
What's that sound?
It's a message from the yogi.
The yogi?
Listen, please. I can't hear him. They will understand, my teacher.
Dorothy, has Frank actually mastered
I'll
the secret?
I'll tell you later, Robert. Frank!
Why, where is he?
Well, that's the first time that ever happened. He's just gone.
The alchemist of old spent his lifetime trying to change base metals into silver and gold. But now Chandu will teach you this secret of the ages. With his mystifying Assyrian money changer, you can change pennies into dimes. Chandu will send you this magic trick for just 25 cents and a White King box top. You place a penny on a table. Cover the coin with the mystic ruby block, the magic money-changing block. Utter the magic word, so-coot. Remove the block, and in place of the penny, there is a silver dime. You boys and girls will want to start your magic collection with this Assyrian money changer. Here's a fine pocket trick for you men to spring on your friends and business associates. And if you ladies want to be sure your guests have a good time at your next party, try entertaining them with Chandu's magic trick. Just send 25 cents in coin and a box top from White King Soap to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Make magic your hobby. Make White King your wash day soap. You'll love White King. The makers of White King invite you to listen again tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.